Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Limitless Mindset Show, episode number 293. Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Limitless Mindset Show for entrepreneurs and business leaders who want to elevate the world's consciousness, make a massive impact, and achieve massive sales. If that's you, stay tuned. I'm your host, J.V. Crum III. The Conscious Millionaire Network has been heard by over 100 million listeners in 190 countries. Our Conscious Millionaire coaching, trainings, and masterminds empower you to develop a limitless mindset and achieve limitless results. Learn more, go to consciousmillionaire.com. Hi, this is JV, and I'm so glad you've joined me because this is the Limitless Mindset Edition, in which I focus on mindfulness and consciousness and how you, as an entrepreneur and business leader, can bring them into your business, into how you approach solving business problems, how you build better relationships. Today, I'm going to coach you on humble reverence. Now, let's think about the typical conventional way that business works. Because, you know, I typically contrast conventional with conscious business. Well, conventional businesses, small, medium, large size, it doesn't matter, are typically built with the attitude and typically the structure of dominance. That the entrepreneur, the business leader is the dominant person. And this comes out subtly. It comes out oftentimes very blatant in a hierarchical chart of how people are treated. But it's always, I'm the one who's dominant. I'm in charge. I'm the one in control. This is the hierarchy. This is how we all fit together. Ask yourself, how do you like to be treated? Do you really like to be in a situation, you yourself, where someone is being dominant, where it's clear they're in control, where you don't feel really respected as a human being? So that's the conventional mindset. Humble reverence is a completely different conscious approach to how you're an entrepreneur and how you're a business leader. So let's think about the mindset of being humble. This is the mindset of releasing that ego identity and softening your understanding of who you are, your own identity, into a deeper conscious space of being one with everything. And that means one with every person you encounter. It's coming from a place of being a servant to them, no matter what might be the external view of that relationship. But it's being humble in that you are coming from a place of gratitude that you have this opportunity right now to interact with them, to embrace them. That's the humbleness. It isn't, oh, I'm so great because I've accomplished all this, or I have these degrees, or I know these people, or I've made this amount of money. But it's being humble in a graceful sort of way. So what's the mindset of reverence? Well, to revere someone, to have reverence for them, is actually, if anything, to put them on the pedestal. It's to revere them as another being with whom, from another perspective, you have parity. It's to revere them as a true agent of change. It's to revere them as a person who's growing and evolving in this particular moment, and you have the opportunity to be in their presence, to perhaps even stimulate or guide them on that growth path. It's to revere them as a person on a journey that matters. It's to revere them as another human being. Now imagine the difference between the conventional mindset of you're in a dominant role, you're in control, this is a hierarchy, and softening who you are and simply moving into a mindset of being humble, a mindset of revering each person with whom you have an encounter. That can be in your business, that can be your team players, that can be your clients, that can be the people who are supplying you, but it can also extend to every person with whom you have encounter. Imagine how much different you will actually empower other people to move to their next level, to grow, to evolve, when you see yourself almost like that monk who's bowing to them, who's humbly serving them so that they can experience their next level. Now imagine how much faster and bigger the impact and the sales and the profits and the growth of your business will be if you actually treat your team that way and teach them to treat everybody else that way. Think about the shift in your culture. Think about the change that your customers will have, that your prospects will have. Think how your suppliers will feel when you're treating them with humble reverence, with a state of even deep gratitude that they are another being on this planet. And here's your 24-hour challenge. I want you to think of three people with whom you relate in your business, and then define the way that you will behave so that you show each of them humble reverence. And it might be slightly different for each of them because their needs, their personality structure, what's going to work for them, what their soul is really seeking, may be different in each case, but there'll be a common set of behaviors. And that'll be a grand learning experience. And then, of course, the next time that you are with them, treat them in this way and notice the shifts that occur. And then train your entire team to come from this place of humble reverence with everyone with whom they speak or have any kind of encounter. I'd love to hear what this experience is like for you. And you're always welcome to email me at jvcrum3@consciousmillionaire.com. I look forward to connecting with you for the next Conscious Millionaire. Are you tired of being stuck in your six-figure business? I mean, are you ready to go from 10 or 20,000 a month all the way up to 100,000 a month? Then I want to gift you my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference. When it launched, it had 50,000 downloads in just 3 days. And now you can grab your copy absolutely free today is my gift to you. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/free book and get your free book now.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed in the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the shows. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the responses that they create in your health.